Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You want to talk Super Bowl? You want to talk about Texans? Whatever it is that is on your mind, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Bo wants to get in here and talk about the Super Bowl. What do you say, Bo?
Hey, man. I was watching NFL Network and listening to ESPN and everyone with this Cincinnati Bengals stuff. Talking about they're going to win the Super Bowl. I can tell you right now, John, that is not going to happen. They'll probably get blown out. This guy's been sacked. He's in the top 10, if not the top 5, of quarterbacks being sacked. And that's because he holds on to the ball too long. He tried to play hero, and it's not going to work. When that pass rush gets loose, the Rams are going to kill him.
Yeah, that to me is I agree with you. I think that's the deciding
that's
factor
in this
football.
That's why they have to run the ball, because you cannot let them tee off. It's already going to be hard enough to block them on just a regular play. How are you going to keep them from crushing your pocket if you don't? If they know you have to throw?
Right,
you're going to be in max protect situations. I tell you what, you're going to have to basically, Joe Mixon's going to have to stay in, and then you're going to have a tight Drew Sample is going to have to stay in and help you some too, where you may have to have, you know, 7 in protection.
He was sacked 55 times this year, third in the league. Matthew Stafford was the Rams only gave 31 sacks this year.
Mm. What matters is sack percentage.
Right. Well,
you know, per drop back.
Right. Joe doesn't have sack percentage. Anyway, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this offensive line is in the Super Bowl, to tell you the truth. And we saw it last year with Kansas City. That defensive line by Tampa just dominated. We've seen the Giants dominate with their superior defensive line. You're talking about Floyd, Miller, Aaron Donald on this defensive line? Holy crap.
So
Aaron Donald is going to be a man possessed in this game.
So according to – this is pretty interesting. So according to Pro Football Focus, pressure percentage, the percentage of times that you're – that the quarterback is pressured. Now, remember, if you get the ball out quickly, that's not a pressure. If you make a hitch throw, you're not going to get pressured. They have the Bucs are the best in the league at 20.6%.
Because of Brady.
Yep. Steelers 22.7, Chargers 27.1, Packers, Rams are next at 27.6. But you know, the Bengals are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, right. 15. About midpoint.
Midpoint.
They're at about the midpoint at 34.5%. That's a little bit high. Now, percentage of times that Joe Burrow is knocked down, the knockdown percentage is a little higher than you would like. It is a fourth in the league. So he's taking hits. It's more than you want.
Yeah.
Quick pressure allowed, under 2.5, which I like this stat. Quick pressure, under 2.5 seconds. The Bengals are like the 12th worst in the league. The Rams, on the flip side of that, are the best in the league. They allow the fewest quick pressures, which is interesting. 13.1% quick pressures. It's better than the Bucs. That's really, really good. defenses are not getting on top of them very, very quickly. Now, quick pressure can also be protecting with five and having six come, where you don't have a man, or protecting with six and somebody bring in seven, you know, rushers. It could have to do with a breakdown in the protection scheme. It doesn't mean one guy's getting beaten all the time. Sometimes it is a free runner is coming, and that's a quick pressure. But Rams are not getting quick pressured much at all. Flip side of that, the Bengals get quick pressured way more than you should. That surprises me with the Rams. But when the Rams really struggle, it's when they have to face good interior rushers. And if you didn't hear our interview with DJ Reader, who's one of the guys that will do that, create some early pressure, he joined us early in the 7 o'clock hour. Definitely go back and listen on the podcast at ESPN975.com. Check him out, because I thought his interview was really great. I thought we were really great interviewing him. We did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
You do have somebody that says John is despicable.
I want to get that's good. I'm despicable. I want to hear.
David says John is despicable.
David wants to come in here and tell me why I'm despicable. Hey, David.
It's just horrible. You know, I've done this for almost 25 years, and I've never been so offended. And I agree with that caller who called in.
You've done what?
Despicable.
What have you done?
What is despicable?
I hear all these voices on there. I hear a Russian voice. I hear an Italian voice. I hear a Nigerian voice. And it's offensive. And I put up with this for long enough. You guys are heroes, but I can't. I'm done.
Stop right there.
Until tomorrow.
Wait. Stop at the hero part.
Yeah, you guys are heroes. Just get capture that. Now, what voice did we do that is despicable?
All of them.
All of them. Thank you. Except we don't get to hear the community voices, your community, John. Where are those voices? Why aren't they heard?
The Asian community?
No, Italian.
Hello?
Yeah, no.
Italian-American.
Until tomorrow, I'm coming back tomorrow only because I can't quit you.
By the way, I think now would be a good time. I'd totally forgotten until now. My daughter, really not happy. And you know why she's not happy? Like when Lazy J comes on, what might you say to Lazy J?
What up, Lazy J?
Okay, what about Mito?
Hola, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
She hates that.
Why?
She thinks it is. She told me yesterday it is borderline racist, and it definitely is stereotypical. She told me that actually this morning. I said something. I said, ¿qué pasó, mijo? Let's go. Get out of bed. She goes, stop it. I hear it on the radio all the time. You and Mr. Granado say it. It's stereotypical. She was mad that I was waking her up out of bed this morning.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're not supposed to say, like, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Well, you do it like this, like low rider.
No, well, hey, Irv is wait. La Raza. That's his name.
She's listening.
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, I didn't know
this
was
a thing.
Mijo.
This is a thing now with my daughter that she does not like that voice.
Oye, Madi, ¿qué te pasa, mija?
Hold up, man.
Huh? Oye. Pero, ¿por qué estás molestada? Ay, ¿puedo hablar así? Está bien, mija.
Let's see if I can get
okay. Mija. I'm going to call her Mija. That's her new name. Mija. ¿Qué pasó, Madi Madi? You want to call her on the air? Call her.
See, my wife's not going to answer. She's probably listening.
All right. We got Red Raider Kevin.
She just thinks that is the most stereotypical thing.
Well, now
that you,
from now on,
I didn't know this was the thing until yesterday. Apparently, it really bothers her, and she said, "You do it too, Dad. You're just mad that I'm waking you up this morning."
No,
because Mr. Granado should be the one catching the bullets, not me.
Mija, which is to me, hija. It's Mija.
Hold on a second.
That's her new name.
Hey, Nicole, don't cuss. Is Madi there?
We're schooling, babe.
I need to just put it on speaker just for a second. Just for a second. Don't cuss. Mari?
Yeah?
Hola, mija. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Cómo estás hoy?
That's my wife hung up on you. I'm trying to school her. I don't need this nonsense.
Oh, she's pissed right now, too.
Oh, she's super pissed.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't call me on the radio. Don't you put us on the radio when I'm trying to school your daughter You already know she hates when you guys schooled. Do those voices.
I just schooled her. How about that, Nicole?
Ooh, dab.
All right, 914 ESPN. We got Red Raider. Kevin wants to talk about the Super Bowl on the other side. Maybe he's got a differing opinion about our Bengals, about Super Joe. See what happens there. All you got to do right now, though, is talk about that jab I just came.
Sight jab. Sight jab. SITEJAB.com. Sightjab.com. That's the website. Hector Garcia and his squad are really doing an amazing job of putting together the very best websites and building them from the ground floor, but it's really more than that. They do branding, social media engagement. They do videos, video integration of they can do professional video collection of you doing what you do best in terms of your business. Your website is your personal billboard, and it's an interactive billboard, and they want to make sure that it's up to date, that analytically it is going to keep people engaged with the site for as long as they need to be on there. It gives people a chance to have a call to action to where they see your work and services, and they can immediately engage with you, whether it's setting up a service or whether it's e-commerce and buying your service immediately. That's what they do. And I promise you, your competitors are doing this, and if you are slacking, if you have your brother-in-law doing it, if you're trying to do it yourself and it's not professionally done, you're missing out on so many things that need to be taking place with your website to give people the best chance to interact and really to create the most leads for small to medium-sized businesses. So make sure that you go to sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Red Raider Kevin, Lazy J, you guys are going to be up here in just a second. How about this, though? This is awesome. Legendary rock band The Who have announced a brand new tour for 2022. The Who Hits Back. The iconic band is coming to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion presented by Huntsman Sunday, May 8th. We've got tickets, two tickets. So at exactly 9:30, you call 713-780-3776 and win a pair of tickets to see the show. Tickets go on sale. Call the eighth caller is going to win a pair of tickets to see the show. Tickets go on sale this Friday at LiveNation.com. Wow, we've got tickets for The Who before anybody else. We're your rock station, 97.5. Rocking the hits. Oldies but goodies. The Who, I want to go see that show. Cynthia Woods. That'll be a good show.
We can probably manage to get tickets.
Yeah, I would imagine. Courtney, put to a side, front row. Red Raider Kevin is here. What up, Red Raider Kevin? Kev.
Man, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I think what's being undersold, man, you're talking about two very violent, talented runners. And Mixon and Perine. I'm not saying the Bengals are going to win, but I think it's going to be a very tight ball game. And I totally disagree with the caller before saying about, you know, how this kid wants to be the hero. Man, I just think he's a young kid playing quarterback, learning his way, you know. And, man, to basically in his first 4 years playing football, be in the Super Bowl and have gone through some of the teams that he went through to get there, man, you got to give that kid his credit, man, for toughness and everything else. But yeah, I've seen him this year in a couple of games that were broadcast to take some straight-out shots that most quarterbacks wouldn't have got up from or come back from. And, man, I like the Rams. I think the Rams are going to win, but I think it's going to be a very tight ball game all the way through the fourth. Very tight ball game.
Yeah.
Last thing, John. If you're the freaking University of Texas, don't storm the floor after you win a ball game. Have some class. Act like you've been there before. Even though I know you haven't, pretend like you've been there before. Don't storm the floor after beating Kansas. Like, are you serious? See, that's why we beat their ass the way we did in Lubbock, so they wouldn't have a chance to show out when we do come to town. I'm just saying, man, that's classless.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you were an overtime away from winning a national title just a couple years ago, Red Raider Kevin. You know about good basketball. Texas don't. They beat Kansas. They
They're
stormed
not a
the
basketball
court.
School.
They are. They basically are.
Who?
Texas. They're better at basketball than they are at football.
They're a baseball school.
Well, that's true, too.
They're women's swimming school?
Yeah, they're a track and field school, aren't they?
Or is that what it is? Yeah.
I think they're a track and field school.
Yep.
Or is that A&M? I forget.
They're an SEC school soon.
Yeah, that's going to work out well for them.
So, Alec was, my wife went to a College Station yesterday, too. Let's just say she's not as impressed with Texas A&M as she is with Texas. That's all I can say about that.
Well,
she went to Texas.
Duh.
And I said, let me tell you something. And I said, Alec is looking at A&M. He's looking at Alabama because he's SEC, tried and true. You want to be SEC, but you can't be there yet. You don't get a comment on it. Yeah. Only SEC can comment on SEC.
Yeah.
Texas A&M is a blue blood SEC team since 2011-ish.
Blue blood.
Okay.
One of the originals.
Alabama, been there, done that. You're a new money SEC, but not even yet. You're in a, right now you're going through a rush. You're not even officially in the fraternity yet of SEC. You can't speak on SEC business. Let that sink in, Longhorns. You either, Oklahoma. Okay? This is an A and B conversation. Y'all need to see y'all's ass out of this conversation. Okay? When it's A&M talking to Alabama, that's an SEC conversation.
Yeah.
That's not your business. Okay?
They're at the kids' table right now.
That's right. Stay in your own lane. Do not try to get in SEC folks' business.
They're outside yet. They ain't even been let in.
Yeah, they're in
the
garage.
They're sitting outside of the picnic table.
Oklahoma, you know
they're
what?
On Lance's patio. Can't come in yet.
Yeah, I know. We have to sit out there. Like, you had a coach who was so afraid to go to the SEC that he left and took all your players and coaches. Well, no, not all the coaches, right? Or how many of the coaches went with him? A few.
To USC?
He definitely took all your recruits and many of your players.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley's like, SEC, I'm out of here. Get me to the Pac-12.
Man, I'm going to win over there.
Easy in the Pac-12.
I ain't winning in the SEC.
Caleb, you coming? Hold on, coach, hold up. Come on, Caleb, we got to go.
No, what he said was, Caleb, go visit Illinois.
Make it look good.
Go visit. Make it look good.
Make it look good.
LSU, tweet that out. I like LSU.
Got you.
And then get over here.
We got your NIL set up already. Yeah. You're good.
You're good.
We got you about 180K. What's up?
But
that's on the low end.
But guess what? Half of
all
it's
the five stars.
Half of it's taxed at USC, bro.
Bring. Hello? Hey, it's Coach Riley. I just wanted, you know I'm coach at USC, right? Oh, yeah, I saw that. So you don't have to. You know those commitments aren't binding.
Right.
I always heard my word is my bond.
Your word to me.
Yeah, your word is, yeah. You committed to Coach Riley.
Right.
And Coach Riley is up out of here. Let me ask you a question. Do you like nice weather?
Well, you want to live in Norman or L.A.? Mm-hmm. Huh?
I'm going to show you some pictures real quick.
Yeah. I'm going to show you all the beachfront property in Oklahoma. Okay, let's move on.
I'm going to show you some pictures. Would you rather go to my party here, or would you rather go here? He won't show his house. He's probably had a baller house.
You just need to show him one picture. That one of Matt Leinart sitting in the hot tub with like four girls.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
That's it. That's what a quarterback does at USC.
Well, Caleb was probably an easy sell. I'm saying that he's five stars coming over. An offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Offensive lineman can get it too in California. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me.
All right, let's get Lazy J in here. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, fellas? I got one quick comment for Johnny G and then about the Lakers. Johnny G, man, you're confused, bro. Like, you say you're blacker than me. Now you're talking Spanish that you learned from the mamacita at the local Michoacana, bro. What are you, bro? Are you black, white, Hispanic?
He claims he's Asian, too.
Tacos must have been good, huh?
Well, all I know is you're the whitest black guy I ever seen.
Wow.
All right?
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
I appreciate that. I got one quick comment about the Lakers, man. Russell Westbrook, before they played the Knicks, it was all over, you know, the big ESPN stations talking about Russ to the Knicks for Kemba Walker and Fournette. Do you think that he just went out there and just stunk it up just because he didn't want to go to New York? And then what's your thoughts on maybe trading AD instead of Russ this year? You know, LeBron's playing the five right now, looking good playing the five. As long as you don't have to really go through Phoenix with the center, What's your thoughts on that? Maybe AD getting traded. I'll hang up and listen.
First of all, Russ stunk it up because that's what Russ do now. Russ has got some stinkers in him. I'm not sure that it was just because he didn't want to go to New York. He's got some stinkers in him.
They're doing a whole – ESPN did a whole graphic where they showed over the last 20 games, he's worst field with players with 15 shots per game, average or higher, worst – second worst free throw percentage, worst 3-point percentage, worst field goal percentage. Like, it's not even, it's not slander if it's real.
It's like, real Russ with Russ.
Just stinks. And Russ has gone from one of those guys that could fill up a stat sheet and you didn't really sense that he was helping you win to now he is a detriment. He is just a detriment to winning basketball games.
Well, they would be better off with Kemba Walker.
They've now started to bench
him. Even though Kemba right. Walker got benched earlier.
I watched
the other night. He was playing. He looked okay.
Russ is like the worst of... Remember when Brett Favre was at his best? Even when he was at his best, he made mistakes that would hurt his own team. Then when Brett wasn't throwing as well and wasn't throwing as many touchdowns, that's where Russell Westbrook is now. He is to the point where he... It's becoming news when he gets benched during overtime. They're trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to pick up positioning. I mean, they have to fade Russ. They know that they have made a terrible mistake, and they can't get out of it. Like, the Rockets really couldn't get out of it. They had to take John Wall. John Wall doesn't even play basketball anymore and makes over $40 million. Like the Rockets, let that sink in again. The Rockets had to give Russ up because they'd rather have a guy who doesn't even play.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Russ, we'd rather have a guy who doesn't play than have you. And right now the Lakers probably are thinking, we would rather pay Russ not to play and play someone else just so they don't screw things up, just so they don't make negative plays. You can live with guys who don't make positive plays if they're not making negative plays. They're called game managers. Russ is he's not only not a game manager, Russ is a game crasher. He crashes it with negative, high-impact plays. Just can't do it, man. Just can't do it. If you're going to shoot that bad, you can't be shooting this much.
No. Hey, Favre at the end, okay. He's still got Minnesota in the play. He got him to the championship game. You know?
Yeah. No. Well, Favre was never as bad as Russ.
No.
Right.
No. That's why I didn't like that analogy.
I just know Favre was always hurting his own team with pick sixes, and Favre had some. He had the really good and the really bad. That's the thing. Russ with the Rockets was more like Favre. Russ now is...
It's just...
I don't even have a...
He's a bad player.
He's like Peyton Manning the last year, but even Peyton Manning weaseled a Super Bowl out of when he wasn't even his best anymore. Right. He wasn't even good.
No, he was terrible. He led the league in interceptions till he got hurt, and Osweiler went in, and otherwise he was leading the league in interceptions when he got hurt.
And Osweiler...
And then,
was Osweiler the beginning of the end for the Texans?
If we can
really
do that.
Think of it. Well, okay. Rick Smith gave up a second rounder to get rid of him. You paid him a bunch of money.
We'll do that on the other side.
All right.
The beginning of the end.
Are we giving something away? Why is everyone calling?
Who tickets?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, though, you're talking about insurance.
Yeah, TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 23-23-23. Three 23s. Three Jordans. Used to be three LeBrons, but he's not 23 anymore. But if you text the word money, what will happen is it will give you a it'll text you back saying what's your address. You give it to them, and then there is a large data. They have a database and an algorithm that creates the actual pricing and competitive pricing from all of the different A-rated insurance companies that they aggregate. And this is the great thing. A-rated insurance companies are out there trying to get your business, but if you're not shopping them, you don't know. And so when you stay with your same company, it costs you more money, more money, more money. This is a chance for you to actually shop for your insurance rate without having to stay on the phone the whole time. And now it's harder than ever before with all this phone time that you have to, you know, sit on hold and wait and wait and wait. You can get a competitive rate in just 15 seconds. Text the word money right now to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
You are listening. listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, this is our final segment here on ESPN 97.5. It looks like the NBA trade line. Does anything big happen? Does anything big happen?
Caris LeVert.
Well, that's already happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean, is it happening now?
Is it going to happen? Yeah.
Oh, I don't think James is getting traded. I think the Nets will give it a shot. They'll give it their best shot. They'll take their chances with Kyrie on the road, not at home. James will play. I think ultimately the 76ers are going to be like, nah, we'll get James next year. We'll figure out sign and trade later and do it that way. So I don't think they'll get a deal done today.
Your mock draft is coming out today.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you have the Texans taking?
I had them trading back from 3 to 5 with the Giants. Giants move ahead of the Jets.
And Giants get?
Offensive lineman.
Evan Neal?
Nope. Had Evan Neal going one.
You have Evan Neal going one?
Originally, I was going to flip-flop. I think Aiden Hutchinson might be the best player in the draft. The more I watch, like, Aiden Hutchinson's getting kind of a raw deal. Aiden Hutchinson is very powerful, very physical. He gets rid of blockers fairly quickly. It's actually, the more you watch, it's not really that close between he and Thibodeau. Like, Hutchinson is a much more polished player. I think Thibodeau is going to slide in the draft. But I had the Texans flip-flopping 3 and 5, so you'll have to read my mock draft to find out.
So number five, Kyle Hamilton.
But I address the secondary.
Kyle Hamilton.
Is it him or is it Stingley?
No, it's not Stingley. Okay.
Mm.
Or is it Sauce?
Here's the thing. I think whoever, if the Texans.
Who goes first, Stingley or Sauce?
Stingley. I've got Sauce rated higher.
Not according to
Daniel Jeremiah.
Todd McShay.
Well, it's because he copies DJ.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He's a huge DJ copier.
Oh, my. That's an accusation.
Oh, he used to have Stingley. What happened?
Well, he's.
And then Daniel Jeremiah came out with his ratings of Sauce Gardner, and then all of a sudden things changed.
Hmm. Well,
I don't know.
He says this is because. Did anything change for you after the Senior Bowl?
For cornerbacks?
No, for anything.
Oh, yeah, I had some changes.
You did?
Yeah, I'm higher now on Devontae Wyatt, defensive lineman from Georgia. Yeah, absolutely. Because you're seeing guys with light competition. People who act like you can't say anybody who makes any changes off Senior Bowl. Well, Senior Bowl gives you a chance to play against. It levels the playing field of competition. There's a lot of these guys that don't get good competition. So you have a chance to really help yourself. Some guys hurt themselves because you say, okay, he has no anchor. This guy just can't anchor against big, strong guys. Travis Jones from, is that his name? From UConn, this nose tackle, he helped himself. Zion Johnson, guard from Boston College, he helped himself. So, yeah, there are guys who helped himself. I think that Derek Stingley, what's going to happen is Derek Stingley, to me, is like the third best player on tape. But he's going to be, I heard from a scout that he walks around over 200 pounds. He has to fight like crazy. Ooh. He played too heavy last year at LSU, but his natural weight's going to be about 205.
Did he play at LSU last year?
Well,
did he?
That's true. He's going to come in at 6'1", 205. He's going to look very big. He's going to run really, really fast. His workout's going to be off the charts, and then they're going to see, and then people are going to start to talk themselves onto the 2019 tape. And so I think when it's all said and done, Stingley still ends up being the first guy chosen. And if the Texans pick him, it's because Nick Caserio is going to look at Stingley and say, this might be another Stephon Gilmore. Because Gilmore had similar height, weight, speed profile stuff. And he may look at Stingley and say, you know what? This could be our next Stephon Gilmore. I'm going to take him. Because it's not like they don't need corner. The Texans need corner. I honestly can't remember if I gave him Hamilton or Stingley because I did flip-flop 3 and 5. I could see the Giants saying, we got to get ahead of the Jets and get an offensive lineman. I could see that happen.
I don't want Stingley. Why is Jordan Davis so low?
Because he doesn't rush. One-way player. In the NFL, how often are they in nickel base package? I mean, nickel is a base. And how often are they throwing? Because it's a thrower's league, he's considered a specialty player.
Well, I can see him, though, stuff. Bowling people over inside and creating.
I can see pocket push, too. I put him in the 20s, but that's the reason why is he's going to be off the field in a lot of third down situations.
Who's your top – name your top three receivers.
Top three receivers in the mock?
Yeah. No. Who are your top three rated receivers?
My top three rated receivers are let's see. Right now it's Treylon Burks from Arkansas, one.
You have him one?
Uh-huh. He's a dude. Man, he's like 225, is amazing with the ball in his hands, is super competitive. Then Jameson Williams is next. Yeah, he's great on tape. They say he's just really not great, but he's very good. He's really fast, separates. And then I've got Chris Olave.
No Drake London.
No, I'm not as high on Drake London as everybody else. I am. Then why do I have Kenyon Green as a wide receiver?
What about Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson about the same. No. Yeah. Hold on a second. Wide receiver. Why do I have Garrett Wilson? I got to change all these stats for him. Okay. I've actually got Garrett Wilson 6.50, so technically he would be my second guy, followed by Jameson Williams. And then Garrett, I've got more of a boom bust on. I love Chris Olave. I think Chris Olave is the smoothest player, but I couldn't put him with Philadelphia. I wanted to put him with Philadelphia. I just can't see two, sub-190-pound wide receivers. I put Drake London to Philadelphia, even though I don't think he's a first-rounder. Because Philadelphia is probably going to say, look, we got Devontae Smith. We got to get a big guy. Yeah. He's 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". I think they're going to say, we need a big guy who can win contested catches because we got Devontae Smith.
All right, quickly, your quarterback rankings.
My personal rankings are for quarterback. I dropped Kenny Pickett a little bit more. So I've got it Matt Corral, then Kenny Pickett, and then Desmond Ridder, and then Malik, but it's all pretty much jammed up. There's very little difference between any of them.
Right.
When it's all said and done, I may end up putting Malik ahead of Ridder, although I think Ritter's upside is very limited, but I think he's safer than Malik. The difference is Malik is going to kill people with his legs. Like, there's no way around it.
Right.
Guys who can run, even when they're not throwing well, and he's got a big arm. And my son asked me this question. What's the difference between Malik Willis and Josh Allen? And I had to think about it, and I'm like, because I watched Malik's tape. It was not impressive this year. But, I wasn't a big Josh Allen fan either. I liked all the physical attributes, and I like Malik. Malik Willis has a great arm, and he is a tremendous runner. And the more I thought about it, I think he's an upgraded version of Jalen Hurts. He's got a bigger arm than Jalen. I think he's got a chance to be a better passer. And I think he is going to run really well. I did hear from a scout who told me he was not in love with the interview.
No.
At the Senior Bowl
No.
Apparently Malik didn't have a great interview with his particular team at Senior Bowl. So that's one of those things where you pay attention to it. I don't think anyone's excited about Kenny Pickett.
No. All right. When we come back, news of the weird, can an airport be gay? The answer is yes, but it doesn't want to be. So we will tell you why on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Can you go to Gulf Coast Chevy? Yes.
Yeah, you can go to Gulf Coast Chevy, and I highly recommend you do go to Gulf Coast Chevy. Gulf Coast Chevy is out there putting together the best deals for you, and they've been doing that for a long time. My friend, and I do consider him a friend, Mr. Craig DeSurf, is giving. Now, there's certain things that they have. I'll give you an example with Chevrolet right now. If you're shopping for a new vehicle, what Chevy is doing is they're going to sweeten your search for a new Chevy for well-qualified buyers by offering 0% financing on new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTD trucks. These things are beautiful. You are going to absolutely love it. They're the strongest, most advanced Chevy Silverado that we've ever seen. And it's 0% financing. It really helps you shave money off that monthly note. But Craig goes the extra step in making sure that you get the best possible trade-in value of any place that you're going to go to. and they will take care of you after the sale as well. Their service department, second to none. So go to LandZCars.com. Go to LandZCars.com. Check out all the vehicles they have in stock or in transit and get your new Chevy vehicle from Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, you know how airports, Bush is IAH? It's,
Okay, yeah.
And Chicago's ORD. Oh, they all have three letters that tell you which airport it is.
Hobby H-O-B.
What do you think Gaia's three letters are?
I mean, I'm guessing G-A-Y.
G-A-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Buddhist tourist destination.
I feel like you pulled a little bait and switch clickbait there by saying, can an airport be gay? Am I wrong, Tyler?
No, we both were, oh, this is where he's going.
Well, it is. It's gay. It's G-A-Y. But the parliament there is not too pleased with it. They say, hey, can our airport not be gay anymore? Can we do something about this, please? I don't know who does it. The FCC, the FAA, FC, whatever.
So what are they doing?
Well, they want it changed.
Did they really?
Yes.
We're taking too many jokes.
Yeah. Can we not? They said it's embarrassing.
Where is this place?
Budapest. I don't know. It's Buddhist.
Trust me, nobody knows. Gaia.
I don't know. Where is Gaia?
You? I don't know.
No one knows. But they said it's a Buddhist destination and they just don't want to be gay anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
Listen, you are what you are. There's nothing we can do about it. But actually,
there is something they can do about it. They can change it.
They can change it. Well, Ron DeSantis wants it changed. He doesn't want any gay talk in any of his schools. So there's a bill in Florida that says, no more, don't say gay.
Not even the word.
He doesn't want gender identity or sexual orientation spoken about in classrooms anymore.
Okay.
All right. Schools need to be teaching kids to read, to write. They need to teach them science and history. We need more civics and understanding. Okay? And we don't need any gay talk. Ron DeSantis, possible next president of your United States of America, people. That is a real thing. Oh, by the way, speaking of schools, Utah parents could sue education officials or teachers for almost any reason under a new bill in Utah. Do you want to sue your teacher?
My wife does. I don't want to.
You don't? Well, she doesn't like to. She doesn't like teachers anyway. She likes to do all her homeschooling, right?
Well, she's got her. She did tell me one time she decided just to walk home. She got into it with the teacher when she was like in junior high or elementary and just walked home. I'm like, it's because you're a rebel. That's why you're always getting mad at the teachers. Like, this teacher didn't email back. Sometimes it's probably valid, but I side with teachers.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to like this, I don't think.
See, this is another story.
My mom was a teacher, and my brother's an educator. And kind of. He's a football coach who has to have a class. Does that count?
Yeah.
Does?
Listen, here's another one.
How can you sue? What do you mean?
I'll sue you. I'll sue anybody I want.
Like Saul my Rosenberg kid, for the
yes,
Jerky Boys?
My kid didn't learn how to read and write right. So guess what? I'll sue you.
Now, they should be learning to read and write.
Right, right. So you're going to be disappointed in your kids again. I was basically an administrator, says a sixth grader, 12 years old, when he hacked into the school system and was running all of the grades from their school system.
A sixth grader did that in Utah or different? Is this a different story?
No, this is a different. I don't know where this is. He says, literally, all I want to do is just see what I can do. And I did. I hacked into the school system, and I was pretty much running.
That kid's going places.
Running the
I
school.
I guarantee you that kid is going to end up going to an Ivy League school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. If you can hack
or MIT.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another story, but I want to ask you this question. Have you ever had a grenade in your bum?
A, I've never been to England.
Okay.
So it's not
possible. Well, this was actually in Las Vegas. I didn't want to say in your butt. It's
Yeah. I thought that was the headline.
No.
Man has grenade in bum.
Man is accused of threatening to blow up a Las Vegas casino, telling officers he had a grenade in his body. He had hit it in his butt.
And I guess you have to take him seriously just in case.
Well, yeah.
Although I'm thinking, I think you're going to make a mess.
That's one hell of a fart right there.
That's going to be like, it's going to get messy in here, but I don't know that you're going to blow this place up.
This is what he told him. At one point, Gower stated to an officer he had a grenade in his backside and he wanted to pass gas. So everybody clear out before you got 15 minutes to clear out of the building. Apparently, they took him down to the station and he didn't have a grenade in his butt.
Oh, what do you know?
What do you know? What do you know?
Can we just run an x-ray? I don't want to do a cavity search. Yeah, we'll do x-ray.
A burglar in Nashville stole $20,000 in items.
Hot chicken.
Nope, from a business that specialized in security cameras. Not sure I'm going to... Not sure those are the best security cameras ever.
Walt Security Services is making for they immediately like, we need to have that on every advertisement we run. The Gary security business got robbed of security cameras.
Dumbasses. Gary's are the worst.
Walt's here. If you want to end up like Gary, go with Gary Security Services. But if you want to be like Walt, get Walt's.
Yeah.
We never had any break-ins.
All right, we're done. Greeny is up next here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and we will talk to y'all again tomorrow. Right now, though, I'm talking about Keith Tate and Hoops Sporting Goals and Equipment. You're looking for the best in sporting goals and equipment. I've got the place for it. It's easy. It's Hoops. He's the best. The tempered glass backboard, it's awesome. Mom will love it, too, because it's curb appeal. It's not one of those white baskets with the rim that's bent and it needs painting. And the kids never play it because you stapled it to the garage and it sucks. And the rim is, and it doesn't have a net. This is the nicest goal you'll ever have, ever, period. And you can raise and lower it so the little kids can actually enjoy it. The big kids love to lower it, too, because even if they can dunk, they want it lower so that they can do some great dunks on it. Everybody loves a Hoops goal. It's not even arguable. You're looking for the best goal on the market. Now go see my friend Keith Tate. He is an awesome, awesome guy. You will love it as well. All you got to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.